To account for the splitting of the spectral lines, Sommerfeld turned to Einstein's theory of relativity. Like a comet in orbit around the sun, as an electron in an elliptical orbit heads towards the nucleus, its speed increases. Unlike a comet, the speed of the electron is great enough for its mass to increase as predicted by relativity. This relativistic mass increase gives rise to a very small energy change. The n equals 2 states, the two orbits, k equals 1 and k equals 2, have different energies because k equals 1 is elliptical and k equals 2 circular. This minor energy difference leads to two energy levels that yield two spectral lines where only one was predicted by Bohr's model. However, the Bohr-Sommerfeld quantum atom was still unable to explain two other phenomena. In 1897, the Dutch physicist Peter Zeeman discovered that in a magnetic field, a single spectral line split into a number of separate lines or components. This was called the Zeeman effect, and once the magnetic field was switched off, the splitting disappeared. Then, in 1913, the German physicist Johannes Stark found that a single spectral line splits up into several lines when atoms are placed in an electric field. Rutherford contacted Bohr as Stark published his findings. "I think it is rather up to you at the present time to write something on the Zeeman and electric effects if it is possible to reconcile them with your theory." Rutherford was not the first to ask. Soon after the publication of part one of his trilogy, Bohr had received a letter of congratulations from Sommerfeld. "Will you also apply your atomic model to the Zeeman effect?" he asked. "I want to tackle this." Bohr was unable to explain it, but Sommerfeld did. His solution was ingenious. Earlier, he had opted for elliptical orbits and thereby increased the number of possible quantized orbits that an electron could occupy when an atom was in a given energy state, such as n equals 2. Bohr and Sommerfeld had both pictured orbits, whether circular or elliptical, as lying in a plane. As he tried to account for the Zeeman effect, Sommerfeld realized that the orientation of an orbit was the vital missing component. In a magnetic field, an electron can select from more permitted orbits pointing in various directions with respect to the field. Sommerfeld introduced what he called the magnetic quantum number m to quantize the orientation of those orbits. For a given principal quantum number n, m can only have values that range from negative n to n. If n equals 2, then m has the values negative 2, negative 1, 0, 1, 2. "I do not believe ever to have read anything with more joy than your beautiful work," Bohr wrote to Sommerfeld in March 1916. The orientation of electron orbits, or space quantization as it became known, was experimentally confirmed 5 years later in 1921. It made available extra energy states, now labeled by the three quantum numbers N, K, and M, which an electron could occupy in the presence of an external magnetic field, leading to the Zeeman effect.